The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
System failure. System failure. looks like something got a little frozen on us here, so give us a moment, and I think maybe one of my drives, my network drives have been acting kind of funny lately. Not exactly sure why, but then of course, you know, I am using like an old version of Winamp too, which doesn't help either. So let's see, we were, where were we? Oh, we were starting the show. Okay, folks. Well, here we go.
This is the show that nobody told you about.
The Joe and Anthony Show on.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, I tell you, I don't understand what is going on here.
We're getting hacked. We're getting hacked. It's the Russians.
You know, it might be the Russians hacking us. It could be. It very well could. Or it's Betty. It could just be Betty hacking us, because she does that too sometimes. Anyway, hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Studio A in Tampa.
Listen to these shows and more that week. Boo whoop, boo weave. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, anyway, thanks. This is Anthony, and that's my part. This is Anthony in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, we got the Clay people in the studio in the chat room tonight. So come on in over at www.chiampa.info. And our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
Wow.
Here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 153 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Inflatable meth head monkeys for Monday, November 5th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit IncomeProtect.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a GP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, how was your day today, Anthony?
You know, it was a day. Today was definitely a day. Well, the storms on Friday kind of really screwed us up. So, like this morning, I got into work and the elevator did not work. All the fire doors were closed.
Oh, boy.
And there were like other little gremlins around the whole the infrastructure of the building that were acting all kind of funny. So yeah, that involved a lot of.
Does your parking lots have the where if you go backwards in the wrong way, the spikes pop up?
Thank God no, but sometimes I wish it would. But no, it does not. It really doesn't. So that was today's mishap, but most of it all got resolved before the end of the day today. So that worked out quite nicely. Which I'm always happy about. And how about you, Joe? How are you? What are you, your day?
I enjoyed a really nice, relaxing day off from work, from life. I didn't really pay attention much to the news or to anything on social medias. I really just focused on thinking about the show and amusing you folks, because that's what we try to do.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, you know, I got a lot of things done, laundry, all the bullshit, domestics. I did some reorganizations, too. Oh, and I'm starting to get packed for the trip to see you.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to you're going to be here on Friday.
Yes,
is when you arrive.
I'm so excited, folks. You cannot believe. I just want to go. Go, go, go.
Go, 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 go. I'm glad to hear that. That's fantastic.
So what do you got for us in the weed corner tonight?
Well, the weed corner... First off, the weed corner needs to make the window small again. Okay, weed corner.
I am so gassy, folks. I apologize in advance if I don't hit the mute button in time. Woo!
Are you going to stink yourself out of the studio there?
No, it's the other way, through the mouth.
You're going to burp us out.
Yes.
Wow. All right, so our first story on the weed corner. The Mexican Supreme Court declares prohibition of recreational marijuana unconstitutional. This comes from High Times. Last Wednesday, Mexico's Supreme Court established a legal precedent by ruling that cannabis prohibition is a violation of Mexicans' constitutional rights. It has been 3 years since an 8-year-old epileptic patient won the right to use marijuana to treat her condition, but only after her attorney successfully agreed for an Ampro. And let's see. In Mexico, that an AMPRO is in Mexico, it takes 5 successful AMPROs to change law. So, like, we would have to have 5 successful Roe versus Wade rulings to legalize. Yeah, exactly. So, pro cannabis activists led a drawn out bureaucratic mission securing 2 more AMPROs, and then finally the Supreme Court judge ruled in favor of 2 more on October 31st, giving them their total of 5 AMPROs. Of course, given the complex legal structure of the AMPRO process, it should be noted that Mexicans aren't free to light up in front of police officers or should start posting photos of their home grows on social media, at least not just yet.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
isn't that amazing?
Is it going to get rid of all of the crazy drug cartels that deal in marijuana?
Of course not, because they're still sending it here.
That's true.
Until we do. And that's the thing. You got legal cannabis in Canada, recreational cannabis in Canada. You have recreational cannabis in the United States, or not in Mexico now, but can't freaking have it in the United States. Absolutely ridiculous. All right.
So what's next?
The next, we're going to go across the pond, way across the pond. This comes from High Times yet again. I was just lazy this weekend and did not feel like wandering off too far when it came to procuring news stories. Thailand is posed to become the first Asian country to legalize medical marijuana, with a bill pending before the National Legislative Assembly that's expected to pass soon. Medical marijuana legalization is starting to gain support from the country's leaders, who are beginning to recognize the economic potential of legal cannabis. A senior policy analyst for the Transform Drug Policy Foundation said in an email to Bloomberg that countries wishing to enter the international medical marijuana market must act soon. The Asia Regional Director of the International Drug Policy Consortium said that the legalization of medical marijuana in Thailand could spur similar action throughout the region.
Wow.
And that's it for my weed corner.
Wow. Look what you got coming up here, folks.
Yeah, I think we got a word or something, don't we?
Better than Chip Skipper and a Biscuit?
What is Chip Skipper and a Biscuit?
A word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
You know, when you move the pages like that, it almost sounds like someone's like walking with their foot dragging behind them.
Are you serious?
Yes, in a way it kind of does, but that's okay.
Well, first we're going to keep our finger right on that word,
there
and then We're going to hit the file, and we're going to check for episode 153. And here we go, folks. Today's word is glacial, of relating to or derived from glaciers, often glacial, characterized or dominated by the existence of glaciers. But glacial could also indicate a problem could be glacial. It's big, and you know, it's...
It could also move at a glacial speed.
Correct, which means slowly, correct?
Yes.
So there you have it. What's today's date? Today's the 5th. So, yes, today's word is glacial. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely. I should start using the word of the day at the end of the script. I'm going to go do that now.
Oh, okay. Goody.
So why don't you go ahead and do whatever those robots do?
Oh, boy. Okay, which... Oh, is that Roger's turn? Yeah, he always wants to talk. Here we go, here we go.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit?
Wow, that was something.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, November 18th, 2018, is National Donut Days.
Ooh.
There are other days, but they are pretty lame, to be honest. And I'm exercising my rights under a Votto Amalgamated Magnesiated Union 2 Contract Clause P36 to not say them. Now, after Joe eats every single donut on the planet, explodes in a human donut combination gas that asphyxiates everyone on the planet, let's get Anthony to push a button that stimulates the spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled, even though Anthony was totally asphyxiated when pushing said button of donut gas, I think. Take it away, guys.
Wait. I have to put my donut down.
Donut gas.
As a Publix donut.
Mmm.
That's quite tasty. Not as tasty as like other like donut shop donuts, but it's still pretty good for a supermarket donut. Alright.
Well, this is from Clyde's, sold in the Jewel food stores.
I see.
Very delicious. And here we go.
Alright, give that wheel a spin. Oh boy, there it goes. There it goes, okay. Where's that cart? Cart, here you are. There you are. Okay.
Oh boy.
So tonight's random news story comes from WFLA, Tampa Bay News Channel 8, about a man with a boat, a car, but no hitch. A photo is circulating on social media, and it appears to be a human boat hitch. A Highlands County woman told News Channel 8 that she spotted the man and the boat in the area of Sebring Parkway and Memorial Drive and took a few pictures. Couldn't call 911, but took a fucking picture. The man is seen in a trunk using his hands to hold the boat trailer, effectively towing the vessel for at least a few blocks. The woman, who also asked to remain anonymous, said she followed them for about 45 seconds. She did not recall how fast they were going. And there's no telling whether or not the vessel made it home unscathed. That's your wheel news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you know, before we go into that,
okay.
You know, the boat is kind of resting up against the car frame itself.
Yeah, but all you need like a good bump. A good bump to jar that. And if you're holding on to that thing at like 45 miles an hour, you're not going to be able to like hold on to that trailer hitch and remain like positioned in the car. That bump is going to come. You're going to go tumbling out of the car with that boat.
Unless you're tied up to the car hitches that are inside the trunk.
Jesus. You mean the child safety hinges? Then you'll become impaled with the boat thing. Well, you know, you lose either way. Oh, my goodness.
Back to you, Betty.
These shows and more that we recast on Chiampa Radio.
Ooh, excuse
from the Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and
yes.
Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Luzero. Be sure to visit chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, 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 out.
Well, thanks, Betty. It's time for your Cheyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you've got a hot tip for the Cheyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is at 40, and the humidity is at 68%, giving us a wind chill of 46 degrees. And the winds are out of the south at 13 miles per hour, gusting at 22. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles.
What's our chances of downpour of donuts?
Ooh! Ooh! Well, there's four left, and we could crumble them all up and make a downpour, but that would be wasteful.
True, that's true.
Eat those donuts at a different time. But anyways, Monday night tonight, periods of showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 3 a.m. Then scattered showers, low around 47. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, election night, election day. Election day. Go vote, 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 vote. If you're in the United States, of course.
Did you lose your microphone?
A 30% chance of rain, mainly before 9 a.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 50. Breezy, with a west wind around 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Ooh, and then Tuesday night, partly cloudy, with several donuts.
Ooh.
A low of around 35 biscuits, and a chance of donut holes shooting out of my butt, with west winds around 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as coconut flakes, 25 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly sunny, with a high near 43. West winds around 15, gusts as high as 25. So, folks, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, November 7th. Be sure to visit our website, cheyampa.info, for your complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, too.
Hi. I don't think I'm in the chat room yet.
Hi, you're not there.
No, I've got all these windows open. I can't figure out where the fuck I am.
And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
But first, we're going to have a cup of our whiskey. This seems familiar to me for some reason. I don't know why.
The exploding cat.
A security camera caught outside an Indian temple captured the moment a wild monkey ran up to a snake charmer and stole his venomous cobra.
That almost sounds like a Florida thing.
The video, filmed Friday outside the Barbanki Temple in Varandavan, Uttar Pradesh, shows the snake charmer removing his cobra from a basket as the monkey descends the wall of the building behind him. The primate runs up behind the man, grabs the cobra, and runs back up the wall with the snake. The man attempts to climb a nearby vendor's cart to chase the monkey, but witnesses said he was unable to retrieve his cobra.
I hate it when monkeys steal my cobra.
Monkeys snatch food and things from people frequently, but this is the first time a monkey has snatched a snake, probably thinking it was food, said local resident who witnessed the event.
So now is the cobra going to bite the monkey, and is the monkey going to die from the cobra bites, or do we now realize that it's not really poisonous anymore?
Tip Skipper will keep his eyewitness news eye out for you, Anthony, and we'll report back in a further episode.
That sounds awesome. Okay. Well, let's hit this button. Fiddles McGinty!
How embarrassing, though. Police in Kansas City recovered something, Anthony. Well, what do you think they might have recovered?
Fiddle McGinty's pot of gold.
Don't you wish?
Yeah, right.
Or, like, you know, a couple hundred pounds of green gold. You know what I mean?
Green go. Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Okay,
in
yeah.
In your favorite style, whether it be vape oil or flower,
whatever. Yeah. Yes. Green gold is.
Well, instead, is though, they discovered something even better.
Ooh.
A large inflatable. Get this, folks. Drum roll, please.
Wait. Do I have a drum roll? Hold on. Okay. Wait. Okay. No. Wrong one. Okay, go anyway.
A large inflatable colon.
Ooh.
And guess what? It was stolen from a Missouri driveway earlier this month. Kansas City police announced Monday afternoon that a tip led officers to the inflatable intestine prop at a vacant house. No suspect was in custody, and police said the investigation would continue. Breaking! Oh, we have recovered the stolen colon!
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We have recovered the stolen colon. It's a miracle. The bruised insides have been recovered, folks, the police wrote on Twitter.
So, what was the point of a giant inflatable colon?
Well, it was purchased by a cancer coalition center. You know, it was for demonstration purposes.
Wait. So a 10-foot wide by 10-foot tall, 150-pound inflatable colon is a prop, yes. A demonstration prop. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It was purchased in 2017, and that concludes your breaking news.
Okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Inflatable colons, who would have thought? Fiddles McGinty!
So, just imagine having a dildo that size, though.
I think you can find some on Fort Trough. I think they're available on Fort Drop. Don't quote me, but I think they're available on Fort Drop.
10 foot wide, 10 foot tall, and I don't know, football length and size.
I know, right? That's kind of ridiculous. What the hell do you need? I mean, I know it was. What the fuck do you need a giant inflatable colon for?
Well, they used it. It was
to what? Poop with? I mean.
They use it for their fundraising. Hey, those...
Come, give us money. Here's this giant sphincter colon. Look at our giant colon.
You know, when they can show and demonstrate how cancer is caused and how it can be prevented.
You don't need a 10 by 10, 150-foot inflatable colon for that.
Maybe kids can jump around inside and play in it.
Yes, kids. This is what gallstones do to your colon. They're like these kids. Yeah, the giant colon bouncy house. Oh, my God. All right, we got to move on.
Designers, air quotes. Someone needs to rein these people in.
All right.
You're right. Well, a pair of Montreal designers whose work aims to provoke society are getting a reaction with these high-heeled shoes designed to look like what, Anthony?
Penises.
Ew. Well, not exactly, but...
Well, then I don't like those shoes.
But just imagine, you know how, like, you used to have those shoes that looked like human feet?
Oh, you know, those stupid web toe shoes where you just, like, you saw it and you're like, I want to step on your toes and crush them for wearing those stupid, ridiculous fucking shoes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, in this vein, you would basically be looking at what would look like naked feet.
Naked feet. Because yes, I want to see people's naked feet. Why? My God.
Fecal matter. The fashion label of Montreal Partners. And Rose Dalton. Pekaka Sharon. Previously used a Photoshop version of the skin peel to promote some of their other designs.
Holy fuck, the name really is Fecal Matter.
And they have now made it into reality.
God.
The thigh-high shoes come complete with faux toes and realistic skin featuring moles, hairs, and uneven skin tones.
Uneven skin. Does it have your feet covered in poop, too? Can you get a shoe that looks like
you
that?
You could probably get toenail fungus if you so chose.
Oh, God.
The duo said they have only made one pair so far, but they are planning to sell more pairs for $10,000 apiece.
Oh, sweet. That sounds awesome.
And, you know, I am really early, aren't I?
Yeah, we got like 4 minutes left.
Well, no,
so let's go back and talk about this giant colon again. Because, I mean, I still cannot understand.
What's going on in our chat room?
The purpose of a giant colon. Yeah, is anyone in our chat room?
Oh, the clay people have been in there. And
what are the clay people saying? I'm sure the clay people would like a 10-foot by 10-foot, 150-pound inflatable colon.
Amazon has giant colons on Prime. Okay.
Do they really?
I guess we haven't done
one of these in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to incognito mode, though, because when you don't go into it, do weird searches on Amazon in incognito mode, weird shit starts showing up on web pages. What was that?
I'm in Chip Skipper mode, though, so who cares what shows up on his show?
Well, I don't care, but, you know.
Inflatable colons.
Let's see. I have air dancers and feather flags.
Inflatable colons. I found an enema bulb anal douche kit.
I found a rectal syringe. Clean anal douche enema colon cleaning system. Anal, vaginal, colonic cleaner kit. Inflatable intestinal cleaner. 30-32. Oh, look, and you get free shipping on eligible orders. Let's see. I got a large ring cushion. I've got a ring cushion. Let's see. Oh, there's an enema bulb douche kit. Oh, look at this one. This one's like a dual-ended one. This is like a power washer one.
Electroshock used stainless steel anal butt toys.
Wow. Where did we go with that one? Jeez.
I'm trying to find the anal inflatable.
You're trying to find the 10-foot by 10-foot inflatable dildo, huh?
Inflatable colons.
The inflatable colon. Yeah, why can't we find the inflatable colon? I don't have an inflatable colon. There are some quite interesting butt plugs on here.
We can find an inflatable colon. Give us a call at the studio right away at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, we got a minute and a half before we go to break. So I'm looking at, apparently looking at sex toys on Amazon. So anyway... goodness.
I'm seeing Global Healing Center for the Colon Cleanse Kit, Proven Colon Cleansing.
Oh, wow.
And then there's sex toys. Right? And then sex toys. And then, and then Fear by Trump, blah.
Okay. All right.
Crazy. Did you ever want to read or watch that Crazy Rich Asians movie?
What Rich Asian movie?
It was trending for a while. Crazy Rich Asians.
I don't think I know any Crazy Rich Asians. If I do, though, they might fund our show.
We do need to get funding.
If you are a Crazy Rich Asian and want to fund a show that's going to go nowhere, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We will guarantee you 420 episodes. The price might be high, but entertainment is priceless.
Right?
Yeah. Thanks, Joe, I think. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated, on-air, spelled with an H, hooligan, flooligan, chicken exploding? Do I have an where's my damn exploding chicken?
An exploding cat.
Yeah, no, I want an exploding chicken. There we go. Streaming experience. Visit chiampa.info, chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes. If I can find the card.
I see four lights.
You see four lights? I gotta wait. I got 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Here we go. All right, here we go, kids.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe.
your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio.
Mopping the old-fashioned way can seem like the biggest job in the world. You need Light and Thirsty, the revolutionary new mop from Osteater. Light and Thirsty has durable cloth strips that absorb 20% more than ordinary mop strings. It rings out with just a twist and even stands up to machine washing and drying. So if you'd like to cut your mopping chores down to size, get new Light and Thirsty from Osteater, the best mop you've ever used, or your money back.
Tonight, make dinner special.
Listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, I gotta scratch all this stuff out. Now I gotta put in some new database access material. We'll kind of go like this. And then,
hello, 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 world, hello, 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 world, hello, 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 world, hello, 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 hello,
this has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Q Roger. I don't know where Joe disappeared to. Q Roger.
Welcome Q Roger. Back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Chiampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time.
be sure to visit shyamper.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Alright, I'm getting some more water here.
So how long was I gone before I could get back?
About 30 seconds. You left with like 20 seconds until we went live.
I thought you said it was like 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh my god, no, it was 20 seconds. You're like, oh, I'll be right back. And I'm like, wait, where'd you go?
I needed whipped cream.
Clearly you did. That's fine. So it is time for your Shyampa weather from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is 74% and we do have a heat index of 79. So it's a little 2 degrees extra. The dew point is sitting around 68 degrees Fahrenheit and visibility is 10 miles. I hope everyone continues to enjoy the break from the heat because the trend is going to continue. And I think we're even having a bigger cold front in about a week. It's going to happen, I think, while you're here. It's going to actually drop down to the 50s. It's amazing when it gets to the 50s in Florida because it's like the ice age apocalypse had like come across us. You will see people with heavy jackets and sweaters and, you know, like scarves and mittens and boots and all of my favorite things. Like they will be bundled up to Jesus. Like it's the next ice age when it's like 50 degrees. So we'll see what happens. You might get to see some of that. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 85. And Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 70. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. And on to your Florida news.
Woohoo!
All right, we got to access the database first.
Yep, you know what? I'm right there with you.
I like my vape pen. I don't let anyone. And I think Bill had once brought up the fact that we use the sound effect for the bong hit, but it's because unfortunately, like things like that don't. I don't think either of us. I haven't smoked out of a bong in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I just can't do that. And the other sound effects of smoking out of other items just isn't as exciting. So you're just better off just going and saying, well, that's what it is. Yeah. So anywho, on to the Florida news.
Yes.
All right. WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay brings us our first floor idiot from Hudson, Florida, where living the Florida lifestyle involves going to the dollar store, tripping balls.
Oh, boy.
Yep, deputies responded to a Hudson, Florida dollar store to check the welfare of two young children in a hot car all alone. The children, a 1-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy, were both seated in the back seat of the car. Deputies found a small clear bag containing a crystal-like substance sitting on the driver's seat, as well as some moose poop flung about.
Oh, boy!
Yes, a field test showed that the substance tested positive for methamphetamine and moose poop. Deputies located 24-year-old Nicole inside the nearby dollar store and brought her outside. The investigation indicated the children were left alone from 12:06 to 12:29 in the afternoon, while a bag of meth was easily accessible to both the small kids, placing them in a state of neglect. Nicole was arrested and transported to the Land O'Lakes jail without incident. Nicole has been charged with child neglect and possession of methamphetamine mixed with moose poop. Yep. Like to leave their kids in their cars. Where it's like a million degrees out. I mean, they must hate their kids that much to just leave them in the cars, I guess.
They must.
Like, how the fuck do you leave your kid in your car? I mean, this was not a problem. My parents never left me in a hot car. Your parents never left you in a hot car. My grandparents didn't leave my parents in a hot car. So how the fuck is everyone leaving people in hot cars now? Anyway, with meth on the front. Now with meth on the front seat. That's your new Florida standard. Hot children in hot locked in hot cars with meth on the front seat. All right, so let's move on. Our next story comes from WFTV Channel 9 ABC News out of Orlando and brings us a Florida man who wanted to show off his stupidity to the world. Volusia County Fire Rescue had to rescue a man out of a 30-foot deep well in D-Land, Florida after he climbed into it and couldn't get back out. Maybe he was looking for clay people. He could have been looking for the clay people.
Yep.
If you are a sir, if you are a regular listener to this program, please do not call in and tell us this was you. But good job trying to find the clay people. The department called in its technical response team, which is specially trained to work in confined spaces and with ropes. Sounds kind of kinky. The team spent more than an hour working in the dark to get the man and cleared out of the moose poop and well around 2 in the morning on Wednesday, Halloween morning. Reports say that the man wanted to go down the well just to say that he did it. Unfortunately, lack of critical thinking skills and foresight caused the man to become trapped because he didn't have the strength to climb back out of the well. The team got the man out with a few bumps and bruises, and the man was conscious and talking during the entire rescue operation. The Volusia County Fire Rescue said that a lot of people do crazy pranks on Halloween, like smelting moose poop into diamonds. So they are asking people to stay away from Anthony's crazy, abnormal moose poop mode galores as they may come across them. This as well, in D-Land, is one of many in the area. And a spokesperson for the fire department said that people need to be careful to avoid repeat scenarios and repeat open wells, report open wells immediately.
For your safety, folks.
Especially if they are full of moose poop.
Oh, yes. Like the moose poop.
My script magically changes. I know on Sunday I did not write all that moose poop in the script. But we shall continue. We shall perceive. We are.
I think there is no more moose poop in your future. Here.
Thank God. We are pseudo journalists. Barely. The Miami Herald brings us our final and sexy news story of the night. Filmmaker Billy Corbin posted a video on his Instagram of a stout older fella casually walking down Biscayne Boulevard in Miami in front of the Denny's. Ooh la la. A female vagrant sitting outside the eatery looked shocked as the gray-haired man with a large belly walks by her as naked as a jaybird and picks up something off the ground. So, you know, he bent over to pick this thing off of the ground.
The poor
homeless woman got quite the show. A pumpkin, witch hat, and owl are strategically placed where the naughty bits are in the video. The mystery man then meanders away from the prying cell phone camera and mercifully away from the property north down Biscayne Boulevard. And in front of Denny's, not necessarily something I'd want to see while I was eating.
No, but, especially if I'm eating my extra crispy hash brown.
Yeah, you don't want that mental image. It brings a whole new meaning to the popular dish, Moons Over My Hammy. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
This is your studio experience.
I'm feeling very idiotic.
Go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Betty. Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
So, be done with voting. I agree. I'm just wanting it over.
I did my thing. I got my sticker. I'll wear my sticker tomorrow. I mailed in my ballot. I'm sorry?
Did you check a database?
Yes, I checked the database and verified that my ballot was received and tabulated.
Okay, so you're tabulated.
That's so cool. I'm tabulated. So I just gotta do my thing and call it a day, you know.
See, now I'll go tomorrow. I'll probably wake up at my usual crazy 4:35 a.m. time, and then I'll go right to the poll and vote. Because I like to get it done before, if there's going to be a crazy line, because you know how people are.
Vote early and vote often.
No. But, you know, I just think voting on the day of kind of almost guarantees that that ballot is going to count somehow, because there's no way. Well, there is a way, I guess. It could get.
There's always a way.
Right. But I found a really handy voter's guide.
Did you?
I follow the site Crime in Wrigleyville, Boys Town, Chicago quite religiously. Mm. They tend to put out handy information. If you subscribe to them, they send you bonus information, which is cool. You know, it gives you some ideas about who the hell to vote for and retain and not retain in these judge votes.
I don't retain any judges in Florida.
Yeah,
they all go away. I say no to every single one of them.
I used to do that too, but now I'm realizing that there's some that should stay because they're good. At least here in Cook County.
Yeah, I don't know here. Here it's the...
maybe different in all ways, shapes, and form.
Exactly.
But, you know, I didn't realize so many of these judges that I may end up appearing, or you may end up appearing one day, have been elected.
That's true.
They're basically elected. That's cool.
Yep.
But, you know, there's also possibilities of hysteria, chaos, and confusion, and so I have all my batteries charged. I have my Belvitas ready. And we have a caller.
Yes, we do. We surely do. All right, caller, you are on the air.
Hey.
Sounds like Ezel.
Yay.
Hey, this is Ezel Bagadoo calling.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I'm telling you, I can't wait till tomorrow's over, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, they're just, the political ads and everything are just absolutely disgusting and ridiculous. I cannot stand them anymore.
Well, you know, it's been so clogged on TV with all these political ads and stuff, you know. And I'll tell you what's going on. Last week, we were having a good time in the TV.
Were you?
Okay?
Were you kicking back, smoking a fatty?
Oh, man, we lit that sucker up, man, and we were having a good time. Now, we stumbled on to an old series from Canada called The Trailer Park Boys. You ever see that thing, The Trailer Park Boys?
I have. I have watched it. I can't say I watched all of the seasons, but I did watch a good chunk of their earlier seasons.
Oh, man.
I should watch
George,
that.
You should watch it, Joe.
No, but I should watch it.
Oh, man, you got to watch, man. The Clay people, they fell in love. They love the Trailer Park Boys, man. They got so crazy with it, that now they want to buy a trailer. And I'm like, what the fuck, it, man? So, now here, I said, well, we ain't got no money for a goddamn trailer, man. What the hell's wrong with you guys? And so, you know, they got pissed off. You know, tonight they're over in the bunker with Blue Blue Brown. They're playing Candyland because they're all pissed off.
Oh, I see. So that's what they do. They play Candyland when they get mad.
Candyland, yeah, with Blue Blue Brown anyway. So I told them, I said, well, if you guys can raise some money, I said, we'll buy us a trailer and we'll be Trailer Park Boys. And they said, oh, man, what a great idea. The only problem is, the only thing they can do is do the chia pet, because, you know, Christmas is coming, the holidays are coming up, so they're going to do the Clay People chia pet, but we couldn't market it, man, because we couldn't get any commercial time, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, so I'm happy. After tomorrow, I want all your listeners out there in Radio Land, keep an eye out for the commercials for the...
Yes.
Chia Pet Clay People, man. We're going to start marketing that so we can buy...
The Chia Pet people, the chia pet
clay people. Oh man, that's good. You add water, man, and it grows some marijuana out of it.
Really? Well, that sounds really exciting right there.
Well, we're going to market it in Canada because you can't do it here. They might.
Oh yeah, no, definitely not.
You know, Boomer Brown, he just got out of jail. Yeah, man, that guy, he's always in and out of jail. But anyway, so you guys keep an eye out for that chia pet clay people, man. And we're going to raise some money. We're going to buy us a trailer. And you know what? We're going to come down to Florida with that trailer, man.
Well, it's that time. The snowbirds are out annoying everyone on the road. So, you know.
Oh, man, them snowbirds, they clogging up the arteries again, man, with the roads in.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible.
I know. I just want to know, when we get that trailer, I want to park it in front of the Chiampa Studios over there in Tampa, Florida, man, so we can do some remotes from the trailer.
Well, you might
up in the trailer.
You might have to park it in the parking lot of the Winn-Dixie down the street because we don't have that much room. But you can park it at the Winn-Dixie, and that's fine.
How about right up in your grass.
What was that?
Right up in your grass.
No, not right up in the grass of the studios.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I love Winn-Dixie. I love their buffalo wings, man. They got good buffalo wings, man. Oh, I'm telling you.
I haven't tried their, but I have to try their buffalo wings. Although I'm not a big buffalo wing fan.
Oh, man, I love them wings, man. So anyway, so you guys keep an eye out.
Okay.
We had a honker down because, you know, it was raining here in the Armpit, Illinois today. And, you know, the clay people, they lose mass when they get wet. You know?
Oh, I'm
so
sure.
And
they probably get really heavy, too. They probably get really heavy.
Well, they get bottom heavy, you know, because it's like gravity. It all starts sinking to the bottom when they get wet, you know. So, anyway, yeah. All
I see,
right,
yeah.
Boys.
All right.
Okay, man.
All
right. Stay loose, and we'll talk to you later, man.
All right, Ezel, you have a good one.
Thanks, Ezel.
All right, boys. Have a good holiday.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
All righty.
Wow. Ooh, there's the gong.
The gong means... And you know what? We have some copy for This Way Out, so I'm going to do it anyway because it actually might happen. And if it gets uploaded quick enough, because there's only like 8 minutes for it to go. Right. So if it gets... this week on This Way Out, young people against hate indict Trump finding shaky sanctuaries in our happy hours, a singing Nashville grandma salutes LGBTQ pioneers, and in the news, Dar es Salaam's governor announces an all-out queer purge, while a multinational security group probes alleged Chechen atrocities. Taipei pride is tinged by marriage equality anxiety, and library books abound in Iowa after a fiery drag queen story time protest. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Chiampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Okay, so then we talked about this election being over with, which I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And 5 more days till I arrive in the Tampa
studio. Yes, 5 days, and you'll be here, and we'll probably do a Monday morning rush hour thing. And
Oh, yes.
And then a Monday thing. And
Yes. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to really change this way. You know, it'll be also the first time that I'll be leaving the cat by the cat's own devices. Well, that'll have plenty of food, and the poop box will be fresh and clean, and the water will be topped out to the max.
Well, I can tell you for sure that cats can go at least 12 days unattended with not a lot of food and some water.
Right. Well, the water does go quickly, to believe it or
does,
not.
It does, yes. The water does go fast.
But what I'll do is I'll leave the toilet seat up. So
there you go.
This way, you know, there'll be some water there that they can, you know, lip. That's disturbing. But anyways.
Kitty's own butthole. So, I mean, come on. There's really not that much of a difference.
You know, this is very true. This is very, very true. Yep. So I have been listening to some Betty's Rush Hour, and she seems to really like the Nerdist. She, I think she's got a hot thing.
I think she does too, and I think we gotta. I have to. We have to figure out why, and we have to change that. Because I, although I do enjoy the Nerdist, I'd appreciate it if it didn't play all the time in the morning. So I'm trying to find different ways to like cast a wider net for content on archive.org. So hopefully I'll get some more other programs in there. But it's going to require some effort and some time to sit down and code, and I just don't seem to have that time anymore. But it will happen soon. Soon is all I can say. Soon is same thing with the .org. Soon. Under construction. Anyway. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think I heard Betty rummaging around in the server room. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special own little snowflake way.
Yay! Oh, and I should be looking at the script, because if I was, then...
You
I...
would know what to say.
Yes. Wait, where am I? Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shyamper Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern. Be sure to check out the Weekend with Joe, which is at Saturdays at 6. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7. Remember, all times are Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts, currently The Nerdist, from archive.org and RadioForAll.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music, combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable with Moose Poop.
Remember, there's moose poop somewhere, and that means apparently. I'm in programming technique audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices constantly tuned in to Shyamper Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shyamper Radio. Visit shyamper.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
There you go.
Wow, and you know, even with all the crazy ad-libbing, we still have, like, tons of ad-libbing time.
And that's funny, because, you know, we kind of actually, like, ended abruptly. We started abruptly badly for a while, I don't know. But we did go on a commercial break right on time. We did do that, and that in of itself...
And even me fucking up Roger, too.
True. Are we in a time warp? I think it's going to be an old episode of This Way Out, because it doesn't look like they're posting to Radio for All. I'll keep up with it, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
We love Radio for All. By the way, I just donated $25 to Radio for All, and I would suggest if you are a listener, donate to them too.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
If you like any of the shows that you hear on our station, more than likely they came from Radio for All. And make sure if you enjoy them, then go ahead and donate. Even a dollar or two is fantastic. You know, it's an all-volunteer staff, but computer parts and hardware is still expensive, and so is bandwidth. So, you know, do what you can. It's my best thing. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should, well, we will be back next week. We'll definitely be back next week. check out our blog at shyampa.info, soon to be shyampa.org. And remember, folks, don't let your meth-addicted monkey lock your inflatable colon inside of a hot car after you jump into a well full of charmed snakes for the hell of it. Have a good week, a good night, and stay tuned for a repeat episode, it looks like. Repeat of This Way Out with a G for Glacial Clitoris.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
And you know, we're still short on time.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.